A very good evening to each and every LIPA trainee. You're welcome once again to another evening session of the Leadership Impact Program Africa Impact Training. I want to believe that you have been blessed all through the evening sessions that has been taken, and you are looking forward to what we have to speak for this evening session. It's another run session. And I'm trusting God that this session will open our hearts to an understanding about the principles in leadership, an understanding that will bring us to a transformation, an understanding that will enlighten our hearts into the making of the requirement of kingdom leaders to take over every sphere for the kingdom of God here on earth. During the course of each and every of our evening sessions, we have been speaking about a whole lot of things. We did speak about vision in leadership. We spoke about self-development and self-leadership. We've been able to speak about passion, which is a service tool for leadership, and several other topics. We've also had topics like growing spiritually. We've had topics leading for Christ, leading with Christ, and leading through Christ. And we have also had a couple of other teachings like the laws of influence. We've also spoken about character and charisma. And I believe that each and every of these teachings have brought our hearts to an understanding of how God will require leaders to lead different spheres of influences for Him. So today we would be talking about another law that is integral and important to leadership. Today I would be talking about the law of process. And in a bracket I will be putting growing daily for impact. Law of process, growing daily for impact. Now, one thing we need to understand as human beings on earth is that the visibility of a thing is in that there is a start, there is a process, and there is a finishing. For you to see anything visible on the face of the earth, there has to be a start for it, there has to be a process, and there has to be an end, or rather still, a time where we can see the visibility of that intended thing that was started at the beginning. I'll give an example. For most of us that cherish gold so much, we have gold necklaces, we have gold wristwatch, and a couple of us also sell gold. For us to see a visible gold that is cherishable and worth a whole lot of money and a whole lot of value, there was a beginning. There was an extraction of that gold at its raw state, and it went through a process, refining, melting, a whole lot of distillation, before we have it produced as the beautiful and valuable gold that we have today. So for us to see anything visible on earth, there has to be a start, there has to be a process, and there has to be the visible stage, which is the manifesting stage. Now, this same principle applies to a leader. Every leader must understand that you would be in the place of process. You see, a couple of all the topics we have taught is preparing us, is molding us for the process that we are in, for the process we are about to start. Leadership is not achieved in a day. Either leadership by yourself, whether you want to lead yourself accurately and efficiently well to be able to leverage on what God has called you to be, whether you want to lead as a positional leader at any sphere of influence, whether you want to lead as an influencing leader at any sphere of influence, you must understand that getting that attainment of leadership is not gotten in a day. It is grown, it is a growth state, and it is something that is gotten as a result of process. Process is inevitable as a kingdom being. God is intentional about taking people through the principle of process before he announces them. Now, this is the start. A couple of times when God looks at the face of the earth, there is always a burden in his heart. There's always an addressing that he wants to address. God can look at a couple of people and say, okay, I would really love for this and this to happen. Now, that idea or that thought is a start. And then God looks around and say, okay, since I want to start something, just like God wanted to start a rejuvenation in the whole of Israel, and at that time, he needed a leader. So he started the process of David, taking David through all the trainings, through all the processes, before he was finally announced as the king of Israel. And even as at the time he was announced as the king of Israel, he was still in the place of process. One thing we need to understand as leaders, emerging kingdom leaders, is that the process never ends. The process never ends. We are always in process. So leadership is not achieved in a day. Leadership is a process. Attaining the place of leadership is a process. Now, what is this process we're talking about? Literally, process is a series of steps, series of actions that is taken for a particular end. Process is a series of steps, actions taken for a particular end. Now, but looking at it from the biblical and spiritual angle, process is a phase and a season when God molds, God trains, God refines a particular person for his purpose. It's a seasonal time when God refines, molds, builds somebody for a particular purpose. Now, leadership by the kingdom must be understood by each person that it follows an integral ingredient, which is undergoing the law of process. Undergoing the law of process. There is always a start, like I said earlier, there is always a process, and there's always a manifesting stage. Now, I'll give a couple of examples. Now, the Bible made us to understand that God had desired to bring an ultimate salvation. He had prophesied it from the Old Testament that he was going to bring a salvation to mankind. Now, that was the start from the prophecies. And after that, we did see that God decided to send man, and God sent Jesus Christ. The Bible records to us that Jesus at age 12 was already manifesting. He was already showing the exhibits of the Spirit of God inside of him. But at age 12 to age 30, there was about 18 good years of no record about what Jesus did. Now, many of us might want to ask, what transpired for the 18 years? Now, God had to take Jesus in for a process stage for him to have a manifesting stage at age 30. He was to become a leader that will lead the whole world. He was to become a leader that will bring salvation. And because of that, because he was a kingdom leader, God had to take his time to take him through process. And the Bible says in Hebrews that, and Jesus learnt obedience by the things he suffered. Now, for the 3.5 years that Jesus was living and operating on the face of the earth, it did not look like as if he had a suffering stage. It looked like as if he was manifesting, things were working out fine for him, except for the times when he had clashes with the Pharisees. So when was that suffering stage? When was that drilling and process stage? I'm very sure it was during the age from 12 down to 30 where God had to teach him. God had to take him through process so that by the time he's manifesting, he's not just manifesting as an ordinary person, but as a trained leader. The major reason why God sends leaders into the place of process is so that they can come out better. So they can come out dedicated. So they can come out obedient. Sometimes we are asked, okay, how is it that the first Adam, which is Adam, and the second Adam, Jesus, how is it that the second Adam, Jesus, was more successful or was successful and the first Adam wasn't? The Bible made us to understand that Adam did not go through a process. He appeared. He was made. He was made right. He was not born. He didn't have a growing stage. He didn't have a stage where he had to grow from being a child to an adult. No. He went through all the stages and just appeared. But Jesus had to go through his stage. So it was a process for him, unlike that of Adam. Another example, Joseph and David, where Joseph got his dream at age 17, David was anointed at age 17, but they never got close to the throne until age 30. That's 13 good years of process, refining, building, molding for a better destiny fulfillment. And lastly, we have Moses. The Bible made us understand Moses at age 40 came out and wanted to deliver. And when he delivered by killing the Egyptian, the Israelites were even running from him. And he had to run away. For 40 good years, we didn't hear anything about Moses. Until he appeared again at age 30 when God sent him back. 40 good years of process and training. So we must understand that God does not just announce an untrained vessel. God does not just give you a vision and all the time expects you to just go and execute without getting trained and processed for it. So we could have, I am having these characters now and it doesn't look like a character that will be good in the place of leadership. That's why God wants to train you. That's why God wants to take you through process. The major reason why God has not made some people, announced some people yet, as much as every great fragment of word that God might be giving to you, one of the major reasons why he has not announced you yet is because you are still in the place of process. And you must understand that even while you are being announced, you are still in process. Now, leadership has different facets of operation. Attaining all these facets is not a day's job, but a day-to-day process journey. Just like our pilgrim journey as Christians. We keep going day by day, growing in Christ. Now, Jesus had the natural ability at age 12, but had to go and learn and undergo process training for him to be available and useful in God's hand at age 30. You know, let's look at it from a very practical angle. Jesus, born of the spirits, I'm sure he must have been told about how he was giving birth to. I'm sure he must have been told that nobody had sexual intercourse with his mother, but yet he was giving birth to. He must have wondered, and I'm sure he must have been operating in some different dimensions, even from birth. So that could have made him feel pompous. That could have made him feel bold enough to approach the professors at age 12 and be teaching them. And don't forget, the professors were stunned at what he was saying, meaning he really was saying it perfectly well. But something had to happen. God had to take him in so that he could be able to use him. For anyone that God will use, God has to first of all test your obedience. God has to be able to be sure that you would listen to him when he sends you. You would do it exactly how he wants it when he sends you. That's why it takes us on the place of process. Every effective leader that desires to make an impact must understand that developing to be a leader that will make an impact requires time. But not just observing the process time, but being intentional to be attached to God as the source of building during this process time. It's just more like a clay in the hand of a potter. God is the one that built it. God is the one that orchestrates it. God is the one that leads. God is the one that guides. God is the one that announces. God is the one that manifests. You don't move when he has not told you to move. Now I'm teaching you kingdom leadership. You could try any other kind of leadership that says when you are bold, when you're charismatic, you can just go out. No. I'm teaching you that Peter, before he was said to be, on this rock will I build my church, he had followed Jesus for 3.5 years. In the place of process, dealings, trainings, molding for him to become the leader of the church. So we must understand that we are all clays in the hand of God, and God is taking us through the place of process. The leadership development process of a leader is a time frame journey that God spearheads and man submits by obedience, by learning, followership, and fellowship. I take that again. The leadership and development process of a kingdom leader is a time frame journey. And in this journey, God is the one that spearheads things, not man. God is the one that spearheads things, not man. And man's obligation or man's criteria or man's expectation is for him to be obedient, for him to be ready to learn, for him to be ready to follow, and for him to be very ready to fellowship with God. So we must understand these things as a developmental leader. Now, lastly, I'll say this in the place of process. As emerging and kingdom leaders, you must understand that God has got a great plan for you. God has got a wonderful plan for you. The major reason why God has made you to see this leadership training publicity that made you join, that made you get interested, the major reason why you are having 15 days of drilling, even in your comfort, even in your discomfort, waking up early, having to write all the things that you are learning word for word in your books, the major reason why God is taking you through all this is because it's a process. It's a process for where he's taking you to. It's a process for you to know where he's taking you to. It's a process for you to discover where he's taking you to. And you are not done with that process yet. A couple of us during the time where we took our vision in leadership, you had certain visions. God has been giving you, dropping certain things in your heart. Many a times, those visions might actually be for the next 20 years. And now is the time to get trained. Now is the time to build up those capacities. Now is the time for you to submit to his leadership. Now is the time to submit to the leadership of your mentors to be able to drill you and refine you and bring you out to be a leader that God will be proud of. We have a story about David where he had been in the bush keeping the flock. God was putting him through process. God was training him. How would it look like? He had 6 brothers, and all of them were all in the house, while the last born was the one in the field, taking care of the sheep, facing the lion at age 17. Let's look at it in natural sense now. Who would be 17-year-old and you send him to the forest when you have the likes of 30-year-old at home to face lions, to face bears? Because that was his testimony. He said he has faced a lion, he has faced the bears. I'm sure probably his brothers had not done that, but God was training him for him to be able to take care of the children of Israel, which were the sheep of God as at that time. We don't have a record of Saul in training. Maybe probably that was why Saul failed. But we see David, irrespective of the mistakes he made, God did not remove his kingdom. Why? Because he had been under the place of process, and because of that, he had learned a whole lot of things. So when he offended, he knew what to do immediately. He knew steps to take immediately. He had cultivated a fellowship with God. He has cultivated a followership with God. He has learned from God. He has positioned himself to obey God at different intervals. So it was easy for God to say, well, this is a kingdom leader I have trained. So God trains men. God builds men. God refines men. God is a potter. And we have to submit and subject ourselves to the law of process for us to become what God has called us to become. So briefly, I'll just give some few ingredients that can help us in the place of our growth process. Now, number one, we have laboring. Laboring. We have to submit under the laboring of God, because God is the one that's laboring on us. We also have to submit under the laboring of our mentors, our coaches, those that God has divinely placed in your path to train you. Don't forget, for a seed to grow, there must be nutrients. These people that labor over you, there must be a laboring for there to be a growth. A farmer that just plants and does not go there to labor by removing all the weeds and everything, at the end of the day, he goes there and there is nothing to show forth for it. So there is an obvious laboring from God by sending your word, by sending his word, by bringing you to the place of prayers, by making you come closer to him, by instructing you, by leading you. All these are laboring over your life. in the place of process. And also God has strategically placed some people in your life, strategically placed some messages, strategically placed some tapes and books in your life that can build you in the place of process and thereby making you grow. Another thing is stretching, the desire for more, the discipline to achieve more and seek for more. If you want to grow, you must be having a consistent desire to stretch yourself beyond your limits. Now, the major reason why there is a process is so that you can go beyond your capacity, so that you can become that which God has called you to become. And if you're going to make an impact, you must have the capacity for it. So you must submit yourself and be ready to be stretched. I'm sure a couple of us gave up. Some people started 5 days into the training and they all gave up. Some people took it through to 10 days, some gave up. And some of you are still here. There is always a stretching for there to be a growing. Now also, there is also a learning for there to be a growing. Learning, which is soaking in the knowledge and experiences that you need for an uplift. So you must always have a heart to learn, a teachable heart to always learn. This will be a good ingredient for you to grow. We also have focus and discipline, not getting distracted, not drifting away from the process, not drifting away from the process, not going away for distractions in the process. Submit yourself to God's process. Another thing is accountability. Growth accelerates when there is accountability. Accountability to yourself. Where have I been able to get to in the process? What has God been able to achieve through me? What has God built inside of me? Accountable to yourself, accountable to your mentors, accountable to your coaches, so that they can be able to assess your growth level. So we know the next thing that is needed for you. Also, another ingredient that can help your growth is building on the achievement, growth on what you have achieved, what God has been able to do through you. At different intervals, we see Apostle Paul say certain things that has been able to be achieved through him by God. I've sent a letter to Romans, I've sent a letter to the Laodiceans, and they've been able to achieve this, they've been able to achieve that. Now I speak unto you. That's a growth level. Now also, application is important. You cannot just grow without an application. There must be an application of what God is teaching you. There must be an application of what God is doing inside of you. Application. Growth solidifies when you practice what you know, when you practice what God has given to you, when you practice what God has put at your disposal. Also, you have to celebrate your growth. Celebrate your growth by giving joyful thanksgiving unto God. Celebrate your growth by also appreciating what God has done in your life. Endurance and perseverance. You have to endure. Process is never palatable. Take that from me. We are all in process. Process is never palatable. It takes a process to get to a process. So process is not palatable. You have to endure. You have to persevere. A couple of years back, I was led to a particular church, and I have been going to that church. I have to wake up as early as 4 or 5 a.m. so I can be able to meet up, because workers' meeting in that church is by 6:45 a.m. And the church is about 15 to 20 minutes bike or probably car from my apartment. Now, I did that for about 2 years, and that was a process. I had to endure it. And now today, that process is making waves for me. Two more things to say. Faith is also important in place of process. You must understand that the foundation of believing in God and what God has called you to do will help you to continue in the place of growth. And lastly, godliness. A spirit-filled lifestyle that will reflect and maintain the kingdom God had. In the place of process, in the place of growing, godliness is a major pointer. Now, why is it that God takes people through the place of process? Number one, so that you can grow into the image of Christ. The Bible made us to understand in 1 John, the Bible says, we don't know how Christ will look like, but we know at his appearing, we will be just like him. For you to be in the image of Christ, you must also go through the process that he went through. So when God is taking through us, through all this process, is so that he can make us, build in us the characters, build in us the abilities for us to propagate and be images of Christ on earth.
We are called as ambassadors. We are called those to carry the ministry of reconciliation to the whole world. We have to take the replica of Christ. So God takes us through process so that we can become Christ in different spheres of influence. What will Christ do in business? What will Christ do in politics? What will Christ do in ministry? God is taking us through those processes. Now, another result of process is maturity, so that we can mature. Another thing is character, so God can build out the right characters inside of us. God is also training us in the place of process so that we can love. So that we can love the people, because love is not something that anybody can just do. You know, a couple of times when you are met with a whole lot of things, leadership is about love. I must tell you that. Sometimes you meet a whole lot of people and you just find it so hard to love. God will take you through some processes that you have to submit yourself to loving them. A leader that does not love where he is leading cannot lead aright. You must love where you lead. And lastly, God trains us for a purpose. There's an assignment that God has for you. In whatever sphere of influence that you might find yourself, God has a purpose for each and every one. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says, the thoughts that I think towards you are of good and not of evil, to give you a future and an expected end. God has a purpose for you. Because of that purpose, God made you encounter the Leadership Impact Training, Africa's Impact Training Program. Because of the purpose, God is making you listen to this podcast today. There is a purpose God has in store for you, and He is calling you to submit yourself to the place of process. So I'm trusting God that from now on, you would really submit yourself to His leading, submit yourself to His following, submit yourself to fellowship with Him, submit yourself to His service, submit yourself to His vineyard, submit yourself to His voice, because all these are what is you. Submit yourself to mentors that He has given to you, submit yourself to your pastors, submit yourself to whatever leader that God has even placed above you, even in your working place. And all these are refining you in the place of process, because God has got a great plan for you. Thank you very much for listening. I'm sure these words will really put a transformative ginger into your heart that will bring you to the place of making impact for the kingdom of God. God bless you.